Hello, Medicine Keeper. Before we start, make sure to be somewhere warm and comfortable. Have your anointing oil with you, along with some water, and a towel or blanket to sit on. As we transition into autumn, the archetypal earth element comes front and center. The energy of groundedness, stability, home and hearth, nourishment are all very strong right now. We find connection with earth in our bodies, our bones, our blood. In working and communing with our ancestors, in connecting with plants and the soil, and in learning to trust ourselves. Much of that trust in ourselves comes from our boundaries. And Earth is one of our greatest allies in setting and maintaining our boundaries. The element of Earth mirrors and asks us to love ourselves and deeply care for our beings, to be present in and with our body, to adore, adorn, and tend to this physical being you inhabit. Your inner earth asks you to communicate about your needs and desires, and that your boundaries are affirmed in your words and actions, your yeses and your noes. And we're going to begin with an invocation I use on days I see clients to open up sacred space and connect with the elements and the four directions. If you have a compass to use, maybe on your phone, find where the direction of east is. And if you don't, just choose a direction to begin with. We're going to move clockwise with the four directions, starting with east. So when you're ready to begin, light your candle and stand facing east. I open to the east, the place of the visionary, of clarity and perception. I ask this fine morning to be filled with clarity and perception. I open to the south, the place of the healer, of energy and innocence. I ask this fine morning to be filled with energy and innocence. I open to the west, the place of the teacher, of wisdom and understanding. I ask this fine day to be filled with wisdom and understanding. I open to the north, the place of the warrior, of courage and perseverance. I ask this fine evening to be filled with courage and perseverance. May the great Father Sky fill my heart with the song of rainbows. May the great Mother Earth fill my veins with her rich red energy. May everything I receive be given away. May I be filled each day so that I may be given away. May everything I am be taken from me. When you're ready, find a seat. As I mentioned, this spell or this ritual is done nude. Rub a few drops of your autumn moon anointing oil between your hands. And starting with the soles of your feet, as if they were the most precious things in the world, anoint your left foot. Then right foot. Include all 10 wondrous toes. Getting more oil. Moving up your ankles. Spending a little extra time on your Achilles tendons, as well as in that space just to the outside of your shin bones. Making your way up to your knees and onto your thighs. Lovingly work extra oil into these thighs that support you and enable you to walk, run, hike, ride, garden, swim, dance. These thighs that we expect so much from, and yet often take for granted because we think they should look different than they do. With a few more drops of oil, make your way lovingly up to the bones and soft tissue that make up your pelvic bowl, including your tailbone and sacrum. This sacred bone. Many traditions hold that the person's spirit is contained in the bones, even after death. This sacrum, a robust and highly sensitive bone, is left even after cremation, a tribute to the soul that once inhabited the body. Paying special attention to your low belly, the womb, the cauldron of creation. Use a few drops of oil to anoint both your lower back and your lower belly. That space between your pubic bone and navel. On up to your solar plexus and rib cage. This place of self-identity, healthy ego, and self-trust. In shamanic work, the energetic four-chambered heart, made up of the full, open, clear, and strong hearts, informs your self-awareness. In this moment, you're harnessing your strong heart to provide true courage that is based on your internal authority of who you are. You are able to show up and be present without preconceived notions or expectations, while having the ability to take action and enforce boundaries to honor who you are. Massage your whole heart space, including your breasts, collarbones, shoulder blades, and upper back, as much as you can reach. Both the front and back of your heart, the left and right. A few more drops of your anointing oil as you make contact with your neck and throat. Relaxing your jaw. Softening the roof of your mouth. Fully exhaling. Working a bit of the oil into your jaw, your lips, and ears. Feeling into your senses of smell, touch, even taste. Anoint your cheeks, your brow and forehead, acknowledging the bones of your skull that move exquisitely and fluidly with each breath. perhaps even working a few drops of the oil into your scalp and the crown of your head. When you are complete, lie or sit on the ground. Notice the texture and temperature of the floor beneath you. Can you begin tuning into the energy of the earth? Whether it's right under you, or you're three floors up. The element of earth, an archetypal energy, is present in both you as well as the earth beneath you. You mirror one another, just as you and I mirror one another. In what ways do you already honor the earth? Can you honor your own earth? Your body, bones, blood, hair, your breath, and your teeth with the same reverence. It can be easy for us to honor the wisdom of the earth, but what wisdom does your body have for you? Take a moment to listen. What feels like a deep yes to your body soul? And what are you perhaps ready to say no to? To shed and lovingly release as it no longer serves your highest good. What would it feel like to your being to set firm and loving boundaries? Can you feel it in your body? What sensations do you notice as you consider your yeses and your noes? If you like, you can journal or just listen. when you feel complete, thank your body and the earth for the wisdom they shared and the numerous ways they support you. Take a sip of your water, feeling the fluid sensation down your throat and the muscles that enable you to swallow. Your boundaries are informed by your body, your soul, by giving yourself permission to have desires, needs, and trusting those needs to be met in the ways that serve your path. Trust your yes. Trust your no. Trust your voice to speak them when and as needed. Aho, and so it is.